Hey guys, what's up? It is almost summer, or it is basically summer. I mean, out here, everybody's already off school. But with summer comes one of my favorite season, and that is Comic-Con season. So we are going to talk about some things that are anime-esque, but they're not necessarily anime. Stuff that you might run into the con that you might not have ever seen before. Without further ado, let's Taku. All right, guys, welcome back. So I wanted to just do a fun little episode, just kind of breaking the trend. Next week, I'm supposed to have another guest that we're going to have on the show, just chit-chatting about anime and getting right back into it. But like I said, it is Comic-Con season. And last year, I did kind of the do's and don'ts of Comic-Cons and the kind of etiquette you should have at a Comic-Con. Definitely worth the watch if you've never been to a Comic-Con before. This one is a little bit different. This is about things that you're going to see now that you have decided to join the anime community, if you will. The fun things that you are going to run into and you're going to see that while they are either usually Japanese or at Comic-Cons, they're not necessarily anime, but you are going to see them a lot in the same fan base. You're going to see a lot of it. You're going to see it at different merchant stalls. You're going to see it as people cosplaying these things. And so I just want to kind of go over a few things, kind of give you a little crash course of what those things might be. And some of them you might want to take interest in and check out yourself. Some of them are pretty cool. But further ado, just kind of jumping into it. These were all things, when I first went to my first Comic-Con, I literally had to like Google everything. I was like, what the heck are they carrying leeks around for? And literally like the vegetable leeks, they'd carry them around and they'd shake them in the air. Like what started that? So a couple different things. So first one, starting super easy. These are things that, this is going to be pretty easy. If you've been to any type of Comic-Con or just costume dressing or you like Halloween, you're going to start seeing cosplay. I touched up a little bit of this on that episode. I talked about etiquette. I am a cosplayer as well. Cosplay, all it simplest form is it's just dressing up as a character or as dressing up in some sort of way, if you will. Typically, cosplay, specifically, you're dressing up as a character. You're cosplaying a character. So you are going to see that. If you go to a Comic-Con this year, first time, you're very new to anime, you're not expecting any of this, be prepared. There's going to be people dressed. It's also highly encouraged that you dress up if you want to, but you do not have to. But cosplaying, if you see that word around and you're not used to seeing that, this is very simple. I'm assuming almost 100% of the watchers are watching this. However, I did have like a couple people at my work recently not know what cosplay was. So I didn't think I'd have to explain that one, but just throwing that one at the bottom of the list just because if you are going to Comic-Con and you're not expecting that, cosplaying, or if you see cosplay panels or anything like that and you're wondering what that is dressing up as these characters. Not necessarily role play or anything. It's not anything like that. It's just the simple of, just like on Halloween, you dress up, you enjoy it. People want to take pictures with you if you're dressed up, or you might want to take pictures of the character. Bringing those characters to life that we all love. Super fun. Me and my wife have been doing it for several years. I went as Meliodas one year. I've gone as Natsu. In fact, I went as Natsu when I met Todd Haberkorn, who is the English voice actor for Natsu. I have a picture with him. I'll probably put it up here. Super cool. It's a lot of fun. Definitely worth doing at least once in your lifetime. Just break out of the shell and try it out. It's a lot of fun. There's usually like areas to take photos where you're a bunch of the cosplayers are dressed as the same like anime or franchise, and it's a lot of fun. Number two, another simple one, but you might not be expecting sometimes. At least I wasn't expecting on my first Comic-Con, and it made sense when I was there, but expect a lot of video game stuff. So this is another thing I touched in the cosplay etiquette video. When you go to a Comic-Con, there's something for everybody. There's everything from music to video games to literally quiet corners where you can go read in libraries. There's quite literally so much at most of these Comic-Cons, at least the ones that I go to that are in bigger cities. So if you're going to a bigger, well-established Comic-Con, there's going to be something for you to do. be it you're new to anime, be it you never watched anime and you're just wanting to go and do something on the weekend, there will be absolutely something for you. My wife is somebody who, she likes some animes and she's gotten into some of them over the years, but when she goes with us to Comic-Con, she's usually at some type of art class thing that they're doing, or doing some type of teaching panel, or just all kinds of different stuff. There's so many different things for everybody to do. Shoot, this last one I went to, it was just a panel on how to travel around the world and how to travel to Japan if you wanted to. Super cool. But video gaming is a huge, of course, everybody likes good video games, so this also makes sense that it's there. But of course, a lot of these voice actors that you love and adore, most of these ones here on the table even, are also video game voice actors. So of course they're going to also have different panels for video game voice actors talking and different things as well. Again, most people know this, just throwing this out there. The main four that I'm going to be talking about are a little bit more deeper in the community, if you will. I'll get deeper as we go. But number four is J-pop and K-pop. Now, if you've started getting into anime music and the anime style, and if you're just watching anime, you've come across different pop or K-pop bands, very likely. Specifically, usually J-pop. But usually, if you've probably heard on some type of form, either if you're on TikTok or you're on Instagram, you've probably seen different K-pop bands as well. In Japan, it is a very big, cool following and culture of actual pop bands, and like we're talking like Backstreet Boy boy bands to Spice Girl girl bands, but usually they're all like either slick dress, there's usually choreography, it's phenomenal. I'm not as into it as most people are, but it is still a big thing in a culture that is around, and it's some of it is pretty cool and interesting. They have everything from dressing as maids like Blendez to being in like full like heavy metal setup. Like one of the actual J-pop / metal bands that I actually do like is called Baby Metal, and they're J-pop and they're awesome. They're hardcore. You've probably heard one or two of their songs. Definitely worth checking out. I'll leave some like links on the bottom of the video and probably throughout the video too to check out on some of those. But you'll probably see a few concerts, and these concerts aren't just for some of the bands that have done openings before, because there are usually those too, but there's usually actual J-pop and K-pop concerts where they actually have some of those bands, or maybe even people in America who are doing covers of those songs and doing the whole dress up and everything. But the J-pop, obviously Japanese, and K-pop, obviously Korean. Again, that one's a little bit more known, but it is something that when you go to a Comic-Con, expect to see or hear lots about as well. Definitely worth freshening it up and kind of seeing who's going to possibly be performing at your concert or one of the concerts at your Comic-Con, because it would suck if you missed one that you actually might really like and you find out later on that you missed them. And that's happened to me. Gotchas. So you've probably started hearing the term gotchas a lot lately, especially over the last couple years. The gacha being the straight roll system with a percentage chance that you're going to pull a character you want. Video games like this, for example, are even like Overwatch, Genshin Impact is a gacha, Honkai Star Rail. These are all games. A gacha is simply, the gacha is, it's making the reference is the gacha machines that Japanese people have. You'll probably even see some of these at Comic-Con, so they'll do them. But they're literally things like at Walmart or whatever where you spin, you put your coins in, you spin it, and you try to get a lucky prize. Usually there's just a bunch of like fluff and junk, and that's like, of course, 90% of the pool of whatever's in there. That's where they gotcha. But you have that chance where you all of a sudden get that lucky pull, and it was worth that $4 or $5 that you spent on that machine trying to pull them forever. Well, that is a very common thing about the video games as well. One of the biggest exploding gachas when it started was Fate Go, which is part of the Fate Stay Night universe. They created their own game, and it was just like that You could roll, you could play the game completely free, and you can work, grind real hard to kind of get the servant's quartz, if you will, is what it's called, and you would spin, and maybe you get lucky and you get one of the cool actual characters you're going for that are extremely rare and extremely high level. 90% of the time, you're getting all the other stuff. But that is what a gacha is. So when you start hearing the term gacha thrown around, or you're seeing gacha machines, or you're seeing people talk about the next gacha coming out, that is what they're referring to. Some type of game or system that is this gacha. And I'll kind of put up like a description briefly of gacha if I didn't do the best job defining it. Some gachas to check out. If you like Breath of the Wild, if you're a video gamer, you like Breath of the Wild, Genshin Impact, you can play it completely free. You don't have to do it. This is not a ad. These are all stuff that I play. This is just talking on whim of one fan to another. But gacha, Genshin Impact, you can play completely free. You can kind of save up, roll for what you want to roll. But the game itself is a beautiful open world, just like Breath of the Wild. You can run from point A to point B with no restrictions. And it's just a really, really well-made game. It's very beautiful. It's got really well-done story. Like, the story on it is insane. I'd argue even probably better than Breath of the Wild's story, where Breath of the Wild is a lot more linear. This has a lot of different stuff going on in this world, and it does a phenomenal job with it. So definitely worth checking out that one. If you like more mobile games, well, yes, you can play Genshin Impact. I prefer Genshin Impact either on my computer or I wish it was on Xbox. It's on PlayStation, though. But if you like more mobile games, like little side-scrollers or whatever, another good gacha game that I've been playing for years since it launched is Azur Lane. It's the one that she's from right here. Hello. This is the USS Laffy, but they are battleships. We are talking boats, shooting people, but they are cute anime girls. What's not to like? Go check it out. It's awesome. Absolutely, but there's a lot of cool gacha stuff out there, and that is definitely part of the anime community. So you will see a lot of that out there for sure. Number three, VTubers. This has blown up a lot more in recent years. This was a very, very minuscule thing. You didn't see this a lot. However, Hololive came out, and Hololive like became a whole company dedicated to popularizing VTubers. So I'm sure some of you guys have seen like Gargura. You guys have seen probably Calliope, Ina, and a bunch of the Japanese ones as well. If you see VTubers, obviously it is a animated avatar that person is behind, and they are just performing just like if it's a Twitch stream or whatever, but they're taking on this character. Super cool. You will see a lot of that. I did not know what that was when I first got there. It wasn't until I started seeing all these videos and I was like, what the heck is this? Like a little animated figure. That's kind of the boomer in me. I was a little bit more off of the internet. So a lot of people already know this, but that is a huge part of also the anime culture. A lot of memes, a lot of stickers. Shoot, I have a Gargura sticker on my car. A lot of cool stuff to check out there as well. Just another kind of fun part of the community that everybody gets to kind of share in and enjoy. And there's nothing more like watching some animated funny avatar play a game and just go through it, especially like a horror game, and freaking out in just funny Japanese girl voice. It's quality. It makes sense why it's doing so well. All right. So now the weirder one. The weirder one of here is Vocaloid. So those leaks I was talking about that people are holding up, those are because of a Vocaloid called Hatsune Miku. Now, you might have heard of who Hatsune Miku. Hatsune Miku is a very, very common girl, like as far as in any anime thread you're going to hear, maybe photo of the blue-haired, long ponytailed girl, well, pigtailed girl, who seems to always be singing and holding leaks. So, and I don't remember the exact history on this. I'll probably put a link for this as well. But what a Vocaloid is a Vocaloid is actually a software program for music. So several years back, a company in Japan created a software that could mimic kind of like the sound of maybe a female voice. and they set it up to keys on a piano. So, like it would literally mimic all that. Then they used the software to be able to use the tones that you want it to sound like with the keyboard to match actual words so that it would say words and it would sing, basically. So it's a software that takes a voice that you would purchase a voice. You can actually buy these. They come in a box. It's a software program. You buy your Vocaloid, and it is that singer. So the first one that came out and that was big was Hatsune Miku. So you could buy Hatsune Miku. You could write the song with her, and she would sing it. You'd, of course, have to be very kind of skilled and start kind of practicing and doing it. I have a video of me and Dylan messing with one time, and just it's like very stressful trying to figure out stuff. So you definitely have to have some form of musical theory and different knowledge and different stuff like that to be really good with them. But it's phenomenal what some of the people have done with them. So two things that you will see with Vocaloids. One, you'll hear Vocaloid music, which kind of sounds a little bit robotic, and it's because it's part of that software program. It's not a perfect, like, actual, it's not like the AI stuff that we have going on nowadays where it legit sounds like Plankton singing Diamonds by Rihanna. Like, it's not that advanced. However, at the same time, it is its own very unique sound and style, and it's kind of cool. The other thing is you'll see that some of these concerts, they have a huge pane of plexiglass. That pane of plexiglass is because on top of this, these got so popular in Japan, what they started doing is they wanted that singer to feel like it was part of the band. Basically, there would be bands performing these live songs, but then there's no singer singing them because it's that software. So they got clever, and they did one of the coolest things I've ever seen. And they project an animation of that singer onto the stage using the plexiglass, which will give it a holographic effect. So it looks like there is just a 3D holograph character dancing and singing on the stage with the rest of the band. And it's one of the coolest things. If you haven't gone and watched some videos of Vocaloids, you absolutely should. Of course, there's going to be tons of just music videos where it's just animated and stuff, and those are good too. The World Is Mine, Hatsune Miku, what is it called? What's Going On by Gumi, bunch of different ones, Electric Angel by Rin, phenomenal. However, watch a live, like, concert with Vocaloid, and it is kind of mind-changing. It's so cool. Easily understand the hype. But basically there's been all kinds of different lore that has been made about these characters, and they've gotten really, really wrapped up into the anime, community as well. So it's another thing to check out. Super fun, super cool. Now, lastly, I guess just kind of like final mention, it's not really a big one. I just thought about it. Everybody's kind of aware of what a manga is. There's also, and most people know what a manhwa is, which is Korean, basically. It's the Korean version of a manga. Of course, Solo Leveling being one of the most famous manhwas, and we've now had that animated, and it was phenomenal. So if you haven't gone seeing that or read that, absolutely go do both of those. But another thing that you will see in literature, and this is the only reason I'm bringing it up, if you do go shopping in a convention, there's going to be all kinds of different areas where they have, like, library-like setups where it's all just books. You can buy manga, manhwa. One of the ones that you will see is a light novel. Light novels, very simply put, are just novels. They do have some photos in them, drawn pictures, but they're pretty much just a standard literature novel, but they're usually shorter. And all that is it's just a book that also is Japanese written. Like, it's manga with more dialogue and not the comic aspect of it. you'll notice that a lot of the light novels that do become animated later on, if people talk about like, hey, how to write a light novel, and you go to that panel and you're like, oh, we're just writing a book. That's what a light novel is. A light novel is a book, whereas a manga is closer to like a comic book. You'll see, though, any of the animes that come out that are typically actually animated from a light novel, they are a lot more dialogue and world build heavy. Examples of this are like Overlord. Overlord, yes, there was some images in that book, but for the most part, they built that anime off of just what he was writing about. It was so detailed and so well done. And his light novels are like that thick. They're huge. So they are a little bit longer, and they are super well written. And that's a much higher like dialogue, monologue written story. So when you're watching that anime and you're like, wow, there's a lot of like detail and build to this. A lot of times if you're watching an anime and you see this, that is because it's a light novel and not a manga. Whereas a manga, they can pretty much go frame for frame with that show. In fact, they will use a lot of the actual pages from the manga, literally animate over them, and that's literally, it's copy-paste, basically. Light novel stories, they have to be extremely well-written and well kind of developed. That's why I've almost always said, I'm not putting any mangas down, but all I'm saying is if you haven't read any light novels, you might want to check them out because they are held to a different standard than a manga has to be. Light novels go through strenuous like publishing in order to even like hit the shelf. So really only the best of the best light novels even make it, let alone make it big. So definitely worth checking out some light novels if you are there and you're in a library and you're like, what the heck's a light novel? Just a book. Grab it, read it. You'd be surprised how well written and enthralled these books are. They're slight masterpieces. That's pretty much it. It's just kind of a simple, I just want to talk about some things that you might, if you are new, this is more for newer viewers or newer to the anime community, new otakus, if you will. New people to the community, though. If this is your first Comic-Con, I do encourage you to go watch my the podcast episode on etiquette. Definitely some tips wish I had known back in the day, and some tips that will help you make friends at the Comic-Con versus people just upturn their nose at you or be upset. But definitely worth checking out. Is there any other things that maybe for the more well-watched anime community, if you guys are watching, you guys should put in the comments anything that you noticed for the first time at your Comic-Cons that maybe I didn't touch up, that new people to the community should check out or look into. There's a lot of stuff. This is a great community, and I love it. That's why I do this whole thing. Sit in a room around anime dolls and enjoy just talking about anime. It's a great community, and I love it all. And there's so much to do at Comic-Con, and you're going to go crazy because you want to do it all. But don't feel alienated. Talk to somebody and check out all this stuff. It's a lot of fun. But that's pretty much it for today. So let's talk otaku. We'll talk again in a few weeks. I might be like a couple days late on this one. We had a lot of uptick at work, but other than that, I'll see you guys in the comments later.